This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we continue with the series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick presses on and shows us how we benefit when we apply the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love to our lives. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a hands-on resource that will help you develop and apply God's values in your life. It's called the Building My Life on Values That Last Guided Experience Book. And you can take a quick look right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Accepting Responsibility.
The third way that we can be more responsible is by guarding my mind. God has given you your mind, and the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Our minds control everything else. They influence our thoughts, can affect our feelings, and our feelings affect our actions. So it all starts up here. Now, let me relieve you of a little false guilt. You are not responsible for every little stray thought that flits or passes through your mind. Aren't you glad of that? Whew. Okay? You are not responsible for every little thought that's gone through your mind, because those can come from all different things. Conversations you overhear by accident, things that you see by accident. The devil puts thoughts in your mind. Oh yeah, all the time. When Satan gives you a thought, that's called temptation. When God puts a thought in your mind, that's called inspiration. And both God and the devil are trying to talk to you all the time. They're trying to, you know, give you ideas. Good ones from God, bad ones from the devil. And so you're not responsible. Martin Luther once said it like this. He said, you can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. And what you are responsible for are the thoughts that you choose to hold on to and go over and over and over in your mind. The one goes through your mind, oh, let's think about that one for a while. Like jealousy, like resentment, and a number of other things. Oh, I feel good about feeling so prideful about this situation, and other things. You are not responsible for all your thoughts, but you are responsible for what you choose to allow in your mind through your eyes and through your ears, through the eye gate and the ear gate. And God is going to hold you accountable for what you think about by allowing to let into your mind. Now, this is an area, honestly, that many of you who've been Christians 10, 20, 30 years are still acting very irresponsibly in. It amazes me what some people see, much less let their children see. Notice what the Bible says. Proverbs 15, a wise person is hungry for truth, while the fool feeds on trash. The fool feeds on trash. You might want to cut that out and put it on your TV. See, I know a lot of people who are true believers in Christ, in God, but they're watching trashy TV shows all the time, and they're listening to trash radio all the time, and they're watching trashy soap operas and talk shows, and they're reading trashy magazines and trashy books and novels. And they're paying good money to go see deviant behavior as entertainment and seeing trashy movies and hearing trash talk on those movies. And I've probably heard this 1,000 times, but Pastor Rick, you know, when I go and I see those kind of things, it just doesn't faze me. It doesn't bother me. I can listen to it. It just doesn't bother me. And it doesn't affect me. And I want to say, who are you kidding? Huh? Who in the world do you think you're kidding? You think you're kidding God? It does affect you. Scientists have done study after study after study that says you never really forget any scene. That they can, you may not recall it consciously, but they can put a probe in your mind and you know, stimulate certain parts of your brain, and that idea will come right back up in living color. It's all stored there. And some of you have been storing garbage for years. Now, there's an old computer saying that says, garbage in, garbage out. Whatever you put into your mind is inevitably going to come out in your behavior and your beliefs. And what it does is it weakens you, and it weakens your values, and it lowers you because you become accustomed to it so that it doesn't bother you anymore. And when things don't bother you anymore, that is a warning light that you've already passed the threshold. See, one of the ways Satan tries to get sin and deviant behavior acceptable is the starting point is he gets you to laugh at it. He gets you to laugh at it. Look at, oh, that's funny. That's really funny. And once you've laughed, your barriers have lowered. That's why always, any deviant behavior always starts on a situation comedy on television before it moves to a drama. Always, every time. Study the last 40 years of television. Because if Satan can get you laughing at something that is wrong, that is sinful, you've already lost the battle. Listen, sin is not funny, folks. It's not funny at all. It put Jesus on the cross. That's how funny it was. And it is absolute abhorrent to the nature of God. And when I sit and I allow things in my mind, God says, you're being irresponsible. And you ought to check it out. Somebody said, well, I just try to be open-minded. Well, some of your open minds need to be closed for repairs. Okay? Need to do a little spring cleaning. Now, some of you say, you know what, Rick, I never have any desire to read the Bible. You know why? You don't hunger for it? Because you filled your mind with trash. There are three things you can fill your mind with. The truth, which always builds you up. You can fill your mind with poison. And you know what that does to you, pornography and other stuff like that. Or you can fill your mind with what I call stuffing. Stuffing is stuff that's neither good nor bad. It's just stuff. It's trivia. But you know what? If you eat a whole meal of stuffing, when the steak or the dessert comes on, you don't want any of it. Because you're not hungry for it. The Bible says, the wise man is hungry for truth while the fool feeds on trash. Your character comes from what you think about. So rate yourself on this one, plus or minus. Have I been pretty vigilant? And I say, you know why? There's just certain things I won't watch. I'll turn the channel. I won't listen to it. I'm not going to listen to this or that or whatever. Or is your mind just an open freeway that anybody who wants to drop garbage in it can? And you'll say, well, it doesn't affect me. Well, you're kidding yourself and you're being irresponsible. Give yourself a negative. That's one you need to work on. Number four, a fourth area of responsibility. I can be responsible in life by admitting my mistakes. By admitting my mistakes. Proverbs 28:13 says, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. God gives you another chance. He always gives you more chances if you just confess and forsake them.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Today, so many people are confused about who they're meant to be and what they're supposed to do with their lives. That's because they're looking in the wrong places and living by values that are at odds with God's values. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together Building Your Life on Values That Last, that will help you to develop and apply God's values in your life. This vegan leather-bound, full-color, beautifully illustrated guided study will reveal what God has to say about responsibility, trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. And it will help you to develop and apply God's values in your life. It'll show you practical ways to make the changes you need to get back on track. And here's the best part. You don't have to do this on your own strength. God will guide you every step along the way. Building Your Life on Values That Last is filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, application exercises, and lots of space for you to write down your responses to what God is teaching you. This comprehensive study tool will help you go deeper as you follow Jesus and it's yours when you support Daily Hope financially. Call 800-600-5004 right now to get yours, or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, the fact is, folks, we've all blown it. We've all been irresponsible. The Bible calls it sin. God doesn't want you going around with a heavy guilt trip about all the irresponsibility in your life, but he wants you to go around with a sense of promise and hope that he will help you overcome it. He can even, listen, he can even bring good out of the stupid decisions that you've made in your life if you will give them to him. It's one of the great truths of God's word. And Tracy is a great example of it. I want you to hear her story today. Would you give her a warm welcome?
I was born when my parents were in their 40s, and by the time I was 4 and a half, my dad died of a heart attack, leaving behind my mom, 2 brothers, sister, and myself. Soon a new dad came into my life. He was nice and funny, and I liked him right away. Unfortunately, he was also an alcoholic. The years to follow were a roller coaster of highs and lows. By the time my teen years hit, I was very bitter, confused, and resentful. Instead of taking responsibility for myself, I blamed my parents for my unhappiness and God for letting it happen. Turning my back on family and God, I searched for love, affection, and an end to my inner pain. I turned to a destructive and irresponsible path of drugs and alcohol. When I couldn't get the pain to go away, I'd settle for numbness. My search for love took me from one bad relationship to another, never finding what I looked for and destroying myself along the way. I left home at 16 and moved in with my sister. She had traveled a similar path. She understood my pain, but like me, hadn't found the answer. Then I met a man I thought put an end to my search. Once again, I made someone else responsible for my happiness. I was afraid to be alone, and he played on that. By the time we'd been together 2 years, I was anorexic and suicidal. One night we fought, and I snapped. I found myself scared, hopeless, and alone with a bottle of migraine pills in my hand. I awoke to having my stomach pumped. My roommate had found me in time. It was only a week later that I discovered I was pregnant. For the first time, I had to think of someone else besides myself. I had to be responsible for my actions. I was frightened and alone, and in my desperation, I turned to God for help. The Lord I had tried so hard to alienate had been waiting patiently for me to return to him. And God was faithful as I faced the months ahead. He led me back to my family and stood by me, holding me up when my boyfriend announced, "It's me or the baby," and I chose the baby. The Lord was there when a frightened teenager gave birth. I would like to say I learned my lesson and was never irresponsible again, but I'm hard-headed, and it hadn't quite sunk in. Oh, I tried. I went back to church and I read the Bible, but it was a shallow effort. I didn't mature in my faith. Even more, I still carried guilt and shame from my failures within me. I hadn't accepted God's complete forgiveness. It's funny, but the guilt and shame that comes from not living responsibly can actually cause you to continue living in the same way. With my deep need to feel accepted, I went from one bad relationship to another for almost 2 more years. Then in one moment, my entire life was ripped apart at the seams. I was raped. Not by a stranger, but by someone I trusted. What's worse, he first tore my toddler from my arms and threw him in his crib. He then raped and beat me in full view of my frightened, screaming child. I was so full of hurt, anger, and shame and guilt that I couldn't even pray for help. Truth was, I was afraid to pray. I felt I was being punished for my life. I carried the secret of this event inside me for many years. I took my son and I moved. I enrolled in a university and got a job, but I soon found that I was going from daycare to night care. I wasn't, my son was. I missed him and I was burnt out, so I quit school. A few months later, I lost my job, the bills were past due, and I was all out of money. My parents offered to take us in, so I swallowed what was left of my pride and did it. Then I made another irresponsible decision. I jumped into a marriage without considering who I was marrying. I so badly wanted to have a family for my son that I married a man who was an alcoholic and a drug abuser. I didn't love him. I just wanted to create a little postcard family I'd always dreamed of. Big mistake. This guy quit his job 2 months before the wedding, and since then only worked to supply his habit. I entered counseling with my pastor, and all attempts to include my husband failed. To make things worse, I became pregnant. Then I discovered he'd begun selling drugs as an easier way to supply his habit. Then the final straw came. He picked my son up from daycare early and took him with him selling drugs. He said, for company. I left that night. In order to shorten my story, let me just say that through God's tender love, care, and forgiveness, the Lord began to heal the hurts of my life, many of them self-inflicted. About 8 years ago, God brought Tim into my life, who truly loved me. Because I didn't trust anyone anymore, I wouldn't go out with him. So he called me every evening at 6:30 so I could know him better. Still, it took me 6 weeks to even agree to see him. Today, we are happily married with 5 kids. Then a friend suggested that we visit Saddleback Church to hear the music, knowing that was Tim's soft spot. It took only one visit and we were hooked. Tim pulled his trumpet out of storage and now plays with the orchestra. It was here, through Pastor Wick's words and Rick Muchow's example of Christian love, that Tim's heart was open to Christ. I'm so grateful to have a husband who reads his Bible and is growing spiritually. One Sunday, Pastor Rick was teaching on how God wants us to use our experiences to help others. Of course, with my background, I immediately thought of pregnant teens. I wanted to bring good out of all of that pain. I inquired about a group and found they needed a leader. I've been helping them ever since, and these young women mean the world to me. I've taken class 101, 201, 301, and lay pastor training. I'm so thankful to God for my church family here at Saddleback. Here I have found healing, understanding, and a way to bring good from the pains of my past. One of my favorite Bible verses is 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. If you feel that God doesn't love you, or won't forgive you, or can't use you because you made too many irresponsible decisions in your past, you're wrong. Jesus Christ can bring good out of the worst situation, even those we caused ourselves, if we just give him all the pieces and trust him with our lives. Take that first step today. He's reaching out to you in love. Thank you.
all of us have fallen short. That's a no-brainer. I don't hold up to my own standards, much less God's, and neither do you. And yet, God declares us not guilty if we trust in Jesus Christ, who freely takes away our sins.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us today. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today. But first, so many people are confused about what they're meant to be and what they're supposed to do with their lives. That's because they're looking in the wrong places and living by values that are at odds with God's values. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together a new resource that will help you develop and apply God's values in your life. It's called Building Your Life on Values That Last. This vegan leather-bound, full-color, beautifully illustrated guided study will reveal what God has to say about responsibility, trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. And it will show you practical ways to make the changes you need to get back on track. And here's the best news. You don't have to do this in your own strength. God will guide you every step along the way. It's filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, application exercises, and lots of space to write down your responses to what God is teaching you. This comprehensive study tool will help you go deeper as you follow Jesus. And it's yours when you support Daily Hope financially. Call 800-600-5004 right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's 800-600-5004, or just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. I love to end our time together by sharing letters from listeners, because we get so many great ones. This one's from a woman named Elena. Dear Pastor Rick, I've been struggling with insomnia for many years. That's a common problem. It has inevitably affected my family, and I've been irritable. I've been short-tempered with them. I've even gone to sleep therapists in hopes of regaining at least 5 hours of continuous sleep without sleeping pills that do more harm than good. But it was all unsuccessful until I started listening to Daily Hope. You know, quieting my mind, Pastor Rick, with the messages from the Bible and my desire to glorify God when I turn out the lights with the Daily Hope messages has brought me back to a stable sleeping pattern. That's amazing, Elena. That's amazing. She writes, every morning now I wake up after more than 5 to 8 hours of sleep, and I wake up saying, thank you, Lord, for another night of peaceful sleep. With full comprehension, I turn on Daily Hope again before I start my day. So she's ending her evening with Daily Hope, and she's starting her day with Daily Hope. That's pretty amazing. She said, Pastor Rick, life happens, and sometimes my insomnia problems come back. However, they're not as frequent, and they don't last as long as they used to before. So thanks for your messages of hope from God. I now function with more clarity and more spring in my step. Elena, thank you for writing. I love you, and I'm so encouraged that these messages have brought some peace to your mind. And I'm going to be praying for you this week that your nerves will be calmed, that your peace will increase, that you will be given sleep. You know, there's a verse in the Bible where it says God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest. So thank you for writing to me. And those of you who are listening, I encourage you to write me. Let me know what's going on in your life. It's one way that we can partner together. Thanks for your financial gifts. Thanks for your prayers. And thanks for your letters. God bless you all.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.